Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
This is Lynn Ball bringing you Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. Do you ever watch MasterChef on TV? James Brookman, who heads up Torch's audiobook recordings, has some thoughts on a recent programme he watched. Our readers are David and John.
A recent contestant on MasterChef, the BBC cooking competition, had a bold tattoo around his neck which read, "My life, my rules." As a Christian, I could never adopt this sentiment. I believe it's God who has given me my life, and he wants me to obey his rules. But there's no doubt it's a sentiment which is widely held in society. I've been reading the autobiography of Griff Rhys-Jones. He's the actor and presenter made famous by the comedy show Not the 9 o'clock News. During Griff's sixth form days, he would wind up the school's earnest junior chaplain. He would ask questions like, "Why does your God, as you call him, require me to worship him? That's very arrogant of him, isn't it?" He took great delight one day when the chaplain lost his temper and snapped back, "You're not going to worship God because you're too busy worshipping yourself." But I have to say, I have some sympathy with that chaplain. In the Bible, in Psalm 104, it says this:
"The Lord my God set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. He makes grass grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens human hearts, oil to make their faces shine, and bread that sustains their hearts. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things."
I believe God has made all creation and has given us life to enjoy his creation and enjoy being in his presence. For me, it's a pleasure to worship him and to try and do what pleases him, which involves trying my best to follow his rules, not making them up for myself. By the way, that MasterChef contestant with a tattoo was kicked off the programme for serving up an unpalatable dish of scallops with raspberries. Maybe there is a case for sometimes following someone else's rules.
Scallops with raspberries sounds a step too far to me. Thank you for listening in to Journey. Is there anything Torch Trust can help you with? We offer a free lending library of Christian books, and we produce magazines in Braille, giant print and audio. We run specialist holidays for blind people, and we have over 100 local groups around the UK where blind and partially sighted people can meet together. You can find out more by telephoning 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.